Good morning. I wanted to start with the little bit of a review. We've talked about Moses and three different examples of a Moses-style ministry. The key aspects of that ministry include theology and doctrine, the mechanics, as it were, of the faith. And so when I talk about Moses and I think about how he has affected everything, I gave his ministry a sort of title called a scriptural stonemason. So between Moses and Paul, they sat down and they laid the foundations for faith. Then we talked about Elijah. And those five Elijahs, their hallmarks of their ministries were repentance and passion. They're what we would maybe call the dynamic part of our faith. And when I look at Elijah, all of the Elijahs, they are in some way, shape, or form a reformer. They go and they turn the hearts of the people back to faith. So today, I want to take time and go over one more pattern that I find interesting, and that is the pattern of Daniel. So we all are pretty familiar, I think, with the story of Daniel. Daniel went into, he was captured and carried off to Babylon, and he served the king and became one of his princes and advisors and so on. Pretty awesome story. But what Daniel did for Nebuchadnezzar is one thing. What Daniel did for God is another. And I'd like to show you one particular verse that always hits me really hard. So turn with me, if you would, to Daniel chapter 10, verse 11. Daniel chapter 10, verse 11. Okay, here is Daniel in the midst of a vision, and he says in verse 10, "And behold, a hand touched me, which set me upon my knees and upon the palms of my hands. And he said unto me, O Daniel, a man greatly beloved, understand the words that I speak unto thee, and stand upright, for unto thee am I now sent. And when he had spoken this word unto me, I stood trembling." I want you to think about a moment where you're a man who has spent all of this time working for God. You've interpreted visions, you've seen miracles, and then you're in the midst of this vision, and an angel comes and touches you, and he says, "Daniel, you are a man greatly beloved." That one strikes my heart every single time, because what a wonderful testimony to have for God to say to you, "You are a man greatly beloved." So Daniel goes on later on to have all these visions, and one of the big pieces that he lays out is the 70 weeks prophecy. And what is that 70 weeks prophecy about? It's about God's future battle plan. He's laying out what's going to be happening to the Jewish people. He's laying out the foundation discussion about Jesus and his purpose and how things are going to happen. Daniel has this great prophecy given to him in order to be able to reveal the plan of God. And so when I look at what happened with Daniel, and I look through Scripture, I find another person who fits that pattern, and that is St. John. So if you would turn with me to John chapter 13. John chapter 13 and verse 23. John chapter 13 and verse 23. It says, now there was leaning on Jesus' bosom one of his disciples whom Jesus loved. And he's talking about himself there. Flip over to chapter 19, verse 26. Chapter 19, verse 26. Now, when Jesus therefore saw his mother and the disciples standing by whom he loved, he saith unto his mother, woman, behold thy son. Then saith he to the disciple, behold thy mother. And from that hour that disciple took her unto his own home. This is Jesus demonstrating his great love for John. What can we say about John and Daniel is that they had deep, heartfelt love for God. That Shema from Deuteronomy is something that they exemplified. They were not perfect. They were not exceptional, really, in any other way, except for their deep and abiding faith. And they were loved for it. Daniel had that verse, Daniel, a man greatly beloved. And here's Jesus saying essentially the same thing to John. He asked John to care for his mother. That's kind of a big deal. John was the only disciple who was willing to stand there out in the open when Jesus was being crucified. He was the only one willing to be there and watch. He owed it to Jesus because of his love for him. He had to be there and could be nowhere else. That's devotion. That's love. So, John has that, the pattern with great love shown for both of them. And then John, we know, went on to write down the book of Revelation, which is God's grand plan for many things that are up and coming. The book of Revelation is God's battle plan to finish out the rest of this story. I want to point out some important parallels between Daniel and John. Okay, I've already told you that they were both greatly loved. They were both given a special kind of revelation or prophecy. But I want you to think about the fact that they both died in exile. Daniel was in Babylon, and John was exiled on the Isle of Patmos, where he died of old age. Daniel also lived to be old and died of old age. Okay? John was the only one that died of natural causes, as far as we know. So they have a lot of parallels, and the pattern of their ministry follows through as well. So, we know that John didn't have the gift to interpret dreams, but Daniel did. That's a difference. Joseph had the gift to interpret dreams, but he didn't have a sweeping vision or revelation like Daniel or John. So, I want to be able to narrow the purpose of their ministry to understand that even though other things happened in their ministry, the big purpose was not that. Daniel's ministry, the main point of it was not to serve as an interpreter of dreams, even though that happened. His ministry was to receive the plan of God and write it down. That is the same thing that happened with John. Ezekiel is another character that has this grand vision, the battle plan of God laid out, and the similar types of imagery that Daniel and John had is also in Ezekiel. We just don't know very much about Ezekiel. So the ministry type that I would give to these men is the scribe of the grand vision. I think that they were special men chosen by God because of their heartfelt love for him. And so they were given the opportunity to see what God had in store very, very symbolically, and then write it down. I want to take a moment and just give glory to God for the beautiful way that He uses patterns in His storytelling. Those patterns give us some insight to the way that God thinks and the way that God works. It gives us the ability to understand that as the next layer of the pattern unfolds, so we can see that God follows His own pattern. He said He's the same and He does not change, which means that when He establishes a pattern, He will use the pattern again in order to be able to let us know what is up and coming. Anyway, I hope you have a great day. God bless you.